This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, right now, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. It is the Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President, Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Man, we appreciate you jumping on with us, and I was kind of hoping, can you walk us through any of your thoughts or emotions throughout the fourth quarter, and did you feel that the team was going to win the game like a lot of folks in the Metroplex did?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I just felt like we were going to come back there. I felt like, we were really getting our footing there and, had a rough, that first half could have been a lot worse than it was. And, we had done really felt like we were doing a good job there in the second half. I think we gave up, the 7 points on a short field there in the second half, and that was about the extent of it. And but our defense made great adjustments and, just felt like at some point we were going to make the plays we needed to on offense. We got the touchdown there on our short field after the turnover and then had a drive and got a field goal, which was turned out to be good. And, just really felt like we would make the plays that we needed to win the game.
Do you feel like, Steven, the offensive line had a tough day yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. I mean, you got to give – we knew coming in San Francisco's got a really strong front. Front seven and knew it was going to be physical. And, they pushed the pocket well with their big guys at the tackles and, knew it was going to be a challenge. But, it ended up being even a bigger one than we anticipated.
To go along with that, is that behind the idea of why maybe Zeke was out there so much more than Pollard for protection reasons as well? Or do you feel that way?
We're just getting our hands around it in terms of, what happened. Obviously, when you're done, it's abruptly over.
Yeah.
When you the playoff game, to say we've really gone back and analyzed the game itself, there's been, as you can imagine, a lot of things on the plate when you're having your end of the year meeting with your players and they're doing exit physicals, exit interviews. I wouldn't necessarily say we've had a great chance to, looking back on it, other than just what you saw firsthand, to really digest all the thinking that went into the ballgame.
How did you decompress immediately after they said that the spike didn't get down in time and the game was over? Do you just kind of sit up there for a few minutes to take some time, or what did you do immediately after that?
Well, the only thing I can say, it's hard to even remember. You're in shock that your season's over. And, we felt like, Dak got the ball down and should have gotten the ball down. Obviously, some challenges there with the spotting of the ball and what went on with that. But, it's something they work on. I know Mike and Dak described it. We work on it in practice. It went just according to script. And certainly we were trying to get in there rather than throw a Hail Mary to try to get in there and being able to, run a football play that you can, make a 25-yard shot if we get someone open. So, obviously totally understand the thinking behind it, but you're just, at the end of the day, to have such a really nice season, to have it end so abruptly, and certainly so disappointing not to get that, that bear off our back in terms of our success in the playoff is, certainly been few and far between, and not get something done this year was it's disappointing.
Disappointment manifests itself in a lot of different ways for different people. For a lot of folks in AT&T Stadium, or for I should say not a lot, for some at AT&T Stadium by the tunnel, started throwing things at the refs. What are your thoughts about that?
That's just unfortunate. I mean, that's not the way I see our fans. I think we're a class act, and I just think there's no place for things like that. I understand people being frustrated, but I don't understand, you know, throwing things onto the field where people could get injured. There's just no place for that.
So, Steven, when it comes to CeeDee Lamb's day, one catch for 21 yards, we were kind of told going into the game the biggest weakness of the 49ers can be their secondary. Why was it so tough to get CeeDee Lamb the ball yesterday?
You know, I think, you know, the biggest thing, and like I said, we really hadn't had a chance to really digest the game like we normally would have at this point. But it just, you know, obviously Dak was having to rush to get the ball out. And, you know, we weren't able to sit in there and, you know, give some of our players time to get open down the field because of, you know, the pressures we were getting. And hats off to the 49ers. They did a good job. They also came with some, you know, some pressures, you know, in addition to their normal, you know, their normal four-man rush that, you know, certainly gave us some problems on the face of it. So, you know, a lot of that was the pressure that Dak was under, and we were forced to, you know, get rid of the ball in short order.
You made reference to this earlier. I was hoping you could tell us a little bit more for people who don't get to see this side of football, who don't know about the logistics of it, is what happens at the Star today?
Oh, well, like I said, I mean, you have a team meeting bright and early. Jerry and Mike both spoke at it, and then you know, our operational staff get up and walk them through, you know, what their schedule is going to be like in terms of exit interviews with their position coaches, coordinator, and then ultimately the head coach. And then, of course, they all have their exit physicals. So it's a, you know, it's a tough time. I mean, unfortunately, you know, in the NFL, the way this works, I mean, it's going to, you know, there'll be, you know, 15 to 25 new faces next year. So it's a great group of men. You know, in terms of, you know, they had a really nice season, earned the number 3 seed. We just, you know, we weren't able to get over the hump in the playoffs. And that's, as I said, that's disappointing.
Steven, you led the league in a lot of positive categories. The one negative was penalties. Yesterday, 14 penalties accepted. Can you talk about how tough it was just to – be as disciplined as you needed to be this year to ultimately go further, which didn't happen?
Yeah. I mean, anytime you have that number of penalties on you, it's gonna challenge you. I mean, it's hard enough in this league to have success and execute moving the football, much less give you the challenges that come with, you know, the pre-snap penalties, the holdings, you know, those type of things. You know, are hard to overcome in this league, especially in playoff football where you're obviously playing another team that's had a successful year. And, you know, it just makes it all the more difficult to have success. And, you know, it's not unlike the turnover battle. If you show me a team that's, you know, highly penalized in a game versus one that's more middle of the road, you're certainly presenting a challenge to win the football game.
Steven, as a former player, and I'd have, let's say, a difficult game, I'd always have trouble sleeping, and when I maybe close my eyes, then another thing would pop up. If this thing would have gone different, or if I would have made this pitch or executed that, as a guy who somewhat runs the team, when you lay your head down last night, what are you going over? What are you thinking about when that game ends? And you're trying to go to sleep, but I'm going to assume, just like me, it's kind of impossible to really get a good night's rest after that.
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing, you know, that I play back is that, you know, after we settled in on defense, we played a lot better, especially the second half of the football game. You know, I don't think they punted in the first half, you know, kicked field goals successfully, and I got the touchdown. But other than the short field touchdown they had in the second half, you know, you say, hey, we did what we needed to do, and, you know, you're not going to win a lot of games in the NFL scoring 17 points. And, you know, the biggest thing you look at is look at this offensive football team and, you know, how could we have done better in terms of execution and, you know, getting another touchdown on the board, which obviously wins the game for you if you get that done in this particular game. So, you know, that's the hard part of it. But, you know, one thing that Jerry said, which was real interesting, is he said, sometimes I want to do this sometimes, although you don't want to send negative vibes. You just want those players to feel what that meeting felt like this morning. And so they know, hey, do anything and everything we can to avoid an abrupt finish to the playoffs and or to the season. And certainly it's an interesting comment that, boy, it just really sinks in, and you can see it in their faces, our players' faces, our coaches' players' faces. It's, it's just a lot of pain, a lot of aching going on today in terms of this football team.
How do you balance in the days and weeks ahead how much you guys like Dan Quinn and Kellen Moore versus their opportunity to advance? Like, are you trying to say, hey, let's do whatever we can to keep them? Or are you like, well, hey, if somebody offers you a head coaching job, like, by all means?
Well, at the end of the day, it's real hard to keep people from taking a head football coaching opportunity. I mean, they're hard to come by. And, there's a big difference between being a coordinator and a head coach. And certainly we understand they deserve it. They've had their full body of work was a very successful season. And, in Dan's case, he's had a success as a head coach. So, that just comes with the territory. And we just will have to roll up our sleeves and work with them. We've got great relationships with both men. And, we'll just work with them as they navigate these waters, and as we do that, we'll be thinking about what the future holds for the Cowboys as well. Obviously, that'll be first and foremost.
Now, I mean, obviously, part of that future, and I don't know what you can say, what you want to say, but are you of the belief, or are you confident that Mike McCarthy will continue to lead this team next season?
Absolutely, very confident.
And then, Steven, last year, at the end of the year, you made no bones about it. You had to improve the defense, and most likely through the draft. Talking to you today and watching this team struggle at the end, do you feel like you're going to concentrate in the draft on offense and then specifically offensive line?
Too early to really say just yet, in my opinion. I mean, obviously, we had some real highs on the offensive side of the ball. We were still one of the more higher ranked offenses in the league. We certainly had points, especially in the second half of the season, where we struggled. But it's just way too early to say, offense, defense, way too early to get involved where we might focus. The biggest thing is, how strongly we feel as an organization that you do have to build through the draft. We've got, a great nucleus to build on here of young players. And certainly just added to that this year with a player like Micah. When Kendall Joseph got his opportunities, he stepped up. Osa played well. Chauncey got some great experience out there. So, a lot of good young guys to build off of. But we'll certainly, as we move forward, we'll be evaluating our football team. And certainly what's available in the draft, but it's real difficult for us with where we are under the cap. Obviously with now we're paying a franchise quarterback, we're paying several players. So it's real difficult for us to make any big moves in free agency.
Is that
but we will use free agency as we always have to, to find the right value and hopefully fill the need, so it allows us to cut and shoot in the draft just like it did. We were able to feel good about picking Micah, even though we felt like we had two good young linebackers in Jalen and Leighton.
Definitely hear what you're saying on that front. Does it make it any easier with the salary cap kind of jumping back to like those pre-COVID expectations?
I don't know that I follow that question.
Like with the salary cap jumping up from 182 this past year back up to 209, which is where people thought it was going to be before COVID hit, does that make it any easier to maybe make free agent moves?
No, I mean, that's built into most of these contracts.
Okay.
And, as we start to, where there is no question, that we're going to have our challenges with the salary cap. And I don't see major acquisitions buying through free agency. That's just not the way, you know, we feel in terms of the best way to build a football team. And we just feel like it's buying through the draft and, you know, to pay your homegrown talent, which, you know, I do think, you know, the encouraging thing is we do have a lot of good young players that are going to be coming up that we'll have to make some decisions on. And certainly we've got some guys that we've paid that will, you know, that we've, you know, it's a homegrown football team. And, you know, that hadn't changed. We feel strongly that that's the way to build a team.
Well, Steven, I want to thank you for today and this year. We had a lot of good times, a lot of wins. I know today stinks for us. It stinks for you. It stinks for the players. But we appreciate you coming on, answering the questions. And we were really hoping that we'd be talking about playing Tampa Bay today. And I'm sure you were too. But, man, thanks. It stinks. And I know it probably hurts you guys the most.
Well, y'all are class acts. And I've enjoyed the year as well. And you couldn't said it any better. It's painful, it aches, and this is tough because, as you know, we had high expectations for this team, and but I've enjoyed the year with you, man.
Thank you very much, good sir. We look forward to next season as well.
Thank you, guys.
There you go, Steven Jones right here on 105 Through the Fan. Man,
we get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.